Okay, so last week we left off. Last week we were trying to finish up the sugya of when you come too late to davening. So what's the best mahalach? So we saw that Tzif Aleph really in Kuftas Tzif Aleph said that really it seems from that if you come late you should wait for kedusha, answer kedusha, say Amen Avakel Kadosh, and then you can start davening as long as you finish your Shmoneh Esrei before Shemei Tefila, the bracha of Shemei Tefila. And then we also said we have to take care of the Moedim problem. You have to make sure that you're bowing down by Moedim. L'chadchila, you're supposed to reach Moedim at the same time, or at least the time where you're supposed to be bowing down. That was Tzif Aleph. And then Tzif Beis was a very interesting halacha. Tzif Beis starts off like, Im Maspil is Baal Shlemach Tzibur. If you happen to start davening with the Shliach Tzibur, so when you reach Nakdishach, so then you should say Nakdishach Mila B'Mila with the Chazan. So it's a funny lashon, and really, the whole makar we spoke out with the makar was from Taisus. Taisus brought down this inyan that since I'm before in the Gemara just seems like Tzif Aleph is. If you come in late, you just answer kedusha or make sure that you answer ma'idim. So this inyan really seems to start from Taisus. The Taisus says you should daven with the chazan, and we saw the Rambam that the Rambam doesn't seem to say it in this lashon of im maskulis follow. Like they follow like somehow you ended up davening with the chazan. It's a funny lashon. The Rambam says no. If you come late, and he says if you come late, if you can finish before the Chazan reaches kedusha, then you should. If you can't finish before the Chazan reaches kedusha, so then you should start with the Chazan. Then you should daven with the Chazan. He doesn't say anything about wait to answer kedusha, then daven Shmoneh Esrei. If you can finish before Shemei Tefila, or finish before Moedim. That was the Rambam. The Rambam just says straight out, if you can finish your quiet Shemoneh Esrei before the Chazan reaches kedusha, then you should. If not, you should daven with the Chazan. So what's this? The Mechaber is coming from is it was. Interesting how he brings this halacha like it's like mamasha. If you happen to get stuck doing it, so that was really the Aruch HaShulchan was ma'ir that shaila in the mechaber. And if we just read through the mechaber, it was just to see how the Aruch HaShulchan learns. You know, he says like this: Emaskele is falim shliach tzibur. This is base kuftas tziv base. If you happen to daven with the chazan. Then you should say mila b'mila, the entire kedusha from that kedusha, from the kaddish until through ladar vadar, until you say al kala kaddish. He says v'chein yomer ma mila b'mila because kala kaddish. You should say mila b'mila with him the bracha of al kala kaddish. Ubeka shemei tefila. We know that those two amens, al kala kaddish and shemei tefila, are very kosher amens, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That you should that because you can't answer Rami because you're davening Shmoneh Esrei, but if you say it mila b'mila, then you get out of it that way. That's the best way to get out of it. And then he says back in Mechaber, he says v'gam yichavin kishyagir shliach tzibur l'maidim yagir gam hula maidim. So really, also he should make sure that he reaches maidim when the chazan reaches maidim, like we already know. Allah tov shem kana l'haydays kedei shiyischem shliach tzibur maidim. And then comes the Rama, and Rama says abul chachila. Lo yasko adachar shama kedusha vekala kadosh. L'chadchila, you should not start your Shmoneh Esrei with the chazan. L'chadchila, you should start after you hear kedusha, after you answer kedusha, after you hear the amen of vekala kadosh, and then you should start. So what's this mechaber talking about? Elishim hutzruch lahaskel mikoyach shahasha iveres oikidei lismechulu tefila dina hafi. The mechaber is saying, that's why he's also entering up what this lashon is. In maskil means if you're stuck. Because the first thing is, we know, the first priority is to get tefillah b'zmanah. So if you're gonna miss tefillah b'zmanah, then you don't wait for kedusha, you don't wait for amens, you daven right away. Or if, let's say, if you need to be semi kula tefillah, you made a mistake. You answered Gal Yisrael, you said Gal Yisrael instead of waiting for the chazan, and now you're supposed to be semi kula tefillah, that takes precedence over anything else. So you should start right away. And he says that if you did that, so then, as he's saying, then the halach is that you should daven with the chazan if it's possible. And then when you reach his kedusha, then you answer kedusha together. That's kipshuta the Rama.
Question is that you did that, that's by mistake, you started before the chazan started his kedusha shas. Could you do it with the chazan at that point?
If you start before the chazan, then the chazan starts a minute after you? Yes, then you can do it. Yeah, then you can do it. If he starts, then just slow down, but then you can get with him. Yeah, that you could do.
and say the whole
Kiddush. There's a shaila here of whether you're allowed to sit by Nekadish and wait for the Chazan to get to. That's a shaila. But if you started and you're slower and the guy's fighting.
But the difference would be if I started my Shemoneh Esrei with everyone else and now I'm waiting the Chazan for the Kiddush and now I just do Shemoneh Esrei.
But oh, yeah, then Shemei Kiddush. Then I'm saying you're past Kiddush. But let's say you started before and you had a really long Shemoneh Esrei, right? Really long.
Not past Kiddush when you started. You could do Mila Mila with the Chazan.
If you want, say again.
If you started Shemoneh Esrei before the Chazan started,
yeah.
Because that's the Bama Steak issue. Yeah. And then now you got both up to Kiddush at the same time.
Yeah, so then you can ask. Then you can do it. It seems that that's how the Ramah is learning this halacha, because Machaber says im hiskel, like if you started with the, what do you mean im hiskel? Like, it doesn't sound like it's a lechatzila. It sounds like you're really stuck. So really, if you just take a look at the Machaber over here, see if also you would say that what should someone do if he comes late? Either finish before the Chazan reaches Kedusha, or wait for the Chazan to say Kedusha, answer Kedusha, answer Amir Lekal HaKadosh, and then start your Shemoneh Esrei and try to finish before Shemei Tefillah. If you can't finish before Shemei Tefillah, so then you gotta find yourself another minion. But that's how, if you would learn, just push the Sifalas a bit. The Aruch HaShulchan we saw last week, the Aruch HaShulchan said that he doesn't understand because of the Rambam. He says, where's this? What do you mean, B'di'evin? Machaber, the Rambam holds that L'chatilah, this is Allah. And how can Machaber at least not bring the Rambam as a Shita? Like, say, there's still such a B'di'evin Shita that if you started with the Chazan, so then this is what you should do. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, and he says he doesn't understand, like, this Ramah. The Ramah says, L'chatilah, you shouldn't have with the Chazan. You should wait to answer Kedusha, say Kedusha, and then start Shemoneh Esrei. I mean, what are you going to lose if you start with the Chazan? You're going to get Kedusha anyway. Well, what are you gaining? What are you gaining by missing out Kedusha, by saying Kedusha instead of starting with the Chazan? Start with the Chazan, you get Kedusha, everything's good. Like, what's so Rav Shulchan says that it must be that this Ramah is in the wrong place. He says this Ramah doesn't belong in Siv Beis. The Ramah belongs in Siv Gimel. And that's what Rav Shulchan learns. And he says, Avada, the halach is, or Rav Shulchan holds, that if somebody comes late, he should not wait. And he's not going to finish his quiet Shemoneh Esrei before the Chazan reaches Kedusha. He should not wait for the Chazan to go to Kedusha. He should wait for the Chazan to start and start with the Chazan. Milu, milu. And that's how the Chazan comes out. So Devaila, right now, is just the Aruch HaShulchan. So, but Pashup Shad and Mechaver and the Ramah is that Avada L'Chadchila is Sif'alef. Sif'alef is L'Chadchila. You should wait for Kedusha, answer Kedusha, and then start Shemoneh Esrei if you can finish before Shemei Tefillah. But now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. And we're trying to get to the Mishnah Berurah by the end of last week. So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. So in Mila B'Mila, he just says basically that you should say everything. You should say Nekadesh, you should say L'Dor V'Dor, Talakal L'Kadesh, and then afterwards you should daven, he says that afterwards you can daven by yourself if you can finish before Shemei Tefillah. And then he speaks out that by Etainis, you should not say Aneinu with the Chazan. Not say when he has a because for the Chazan it's a separate bracha. Like he says by after rain, ray and between the rain. He says but you should daven it by Shemei Tefillah. Exactly how you're going to answer, how you're going to finish your Shemei Tefillah when the Chazan does, in order to get out of this problem of answering Shemei Tefillah, you're supposed to finish Shemei Tefillah. Okay, maybe by the Tefillah, maybe by Tainus, I guess that's no other Eitzah. Maybe you should go a little bit ahead of him when you get to Shemei Tefillah so you can finish in time. But anyway, fine. So that's what he says. And then he says, Sif Yud Gimel. Sif Katan Yud Gimel. V'gam Yechavin. So on that, he says that you should, Mechaber is saying that you should try to finish by Maidim. So Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin L'Sif Katan Yud Alef, V'sef V'magim V'arim Kosev, the Toiv Yaiser, L'Espal Mila B'Mila. So here's the first time where we see that Mishnah Berurah is saying that if let's say you daven mila mila with the Chazan, you should not try to rip to the end to finish before the Chazan reaches Maidim and then you can daven Maidim. It's better to go mila mila with the Chazan the entire time, get all the bowing downs at the same time, get all the Shemayat Fields and the Amins of the Kala Kodesh, get everything with the Chazan. That's Mishnah Berurah saying you shouldn't be running ahead. And then on this Ramah, which is really our Inyan. Avol Chachila, take a look at this Mishnah Berurah. B'sefer El Yerabah Herich Mikama Paiskim. The El Yerabah says from many Paiskim that Filu Lechachila Mutter Lahaskla Mashliach Tzibur B'Shaveh. That even Lechachila you can start with the Chazan. Not like what the Ramah seems to be saying. V'ayim B'chai Odom Shemash Minedal Koponim B'Shachris B'Vadi Yishlok B'Zav. Sure, B'Shachris should be Mekal. Otherwise, you're going to be waiting by Shira Chadasha for a while. So, for sure, by Shachris, you should daven with the Chazan, Mila Mila. Right, so that's the chai adam. Even if there's a little bit of tzarich by mincha, you should do this. Can't cause him to say from Amar Mordechai. Okay, ain't that cause him to say for Gibarim? Is El Shainai? And this is what the Magi Gibarim also says. Mishani Ochul Ashar, Sheyavi Mashtiach Tzibal Maidim, Im Yaslach Kedusha. If you're afraid that you're not going to be able to get to Maidim with the Chazan if you start after Kedusha, Vishami's Babi Dezeh. If you wait for Kedusha, right, you say answer Kedusha, then you're starting from Baruch Atah. He's already by Atah Kadosh, or he's actually about Atah Chayinim. And you're afraid, I'm going to use a fast chazan, you're going to really speed up your Shemar Esrei, it's going to be involved, you're not going to have any kavana. So it says, Avada, Yachol HaHaschel Mashleach Tzivar, in that case, Avada, you should start with the chazan. V'yayim Yimai Kedusha. V'chol HaTfilah, Mila Mila. I can't listen. So Mishabur brings Kama Paiskim that say, that look at Chila, Avada, you should start with the chazan. So he seems to be taking on the Rama a little bit. So in the Be'al Lacha, really, this is where he comes in the Be'al Lacha, he's going to come explain that where's this Rama really coming from. And we spoke out last week, we saw that really you have to understand what the Dina Kedusha is. So in Dina Kedusha, we saw that what's the Indian of saying Kedusha. So what should you say by Kedusha? Where was this? Yes, Kuf Chaf Hei. So we saw from Kuf Chaf Hei a little quickly that we saw that Mechaber seems to say that the Kahal should not say in the Kaddish. Nikadesh or Nakdishach or Kes, whatever, that is for the Chazan to say. It's not for the Kahal to say. And if you think about it, it makes sense because the Chazan is our Shliach. And the Chazan is saying, let's all be Mekadesh Hashem Shemayim. And then we all say, Kadesh, Kadesh, Kadesh. So what are we all saying? Who are we being Mazars to be Nikadesh? I mean, we're all saying to each other, let's all be Mekadesh Hashem. And if we're all saying, we all know what we're doing. So let's just answer Kadesh, Kadesh. So it's really the way the tefillah is made. Was really that the chazan is supposed to say Nekadesh, let us all be Nekadesh, and we're all supposed to answer Kadesh Kadesh. And the Rama says, Mishabruah means that really that's really the meaning. That's really supposed to be the better meaning. The better meaning is supposed to be that we're not supposed to say anything. And the chazan is supposed to say Nekadesh. Lamais, Mishabruah says that, for some reason, the minig came down, that we all answer in the Kaddish. And that's the minig. So since that's the minig, that's what we do. He says, like over here, this is just halachas and kedusha. He says, okay, so that's what we do. But the Rama, so the Be'al Lacha is going to say like this. Take a look at the Be'al Lacha, Abba Lachat Chilo. It says, I am Magen Avraham Atan. Take a look at Magen Avraham, the reason why the Rama is saying, Be'al Lachat Chilo, you should not tam with the chazam in B'milo. Why? The Tzarech Lishtaik V'lishmaya. Right, so you're not supposed to say Nekadosh yourself. Now, if you're davening with the Chazan, so the halacha is you daven with the Chazan, you're supposed to say Nekadosh. So the Rama is trying to say, if you're supposed to say Nekadosh, you're really not supposed to say Nekadosh, but when you're davening with the Chazan, you have to say Nekadosh. So l'chadchila, it's better not to say Nekadosh. So l'chadchila, that's what the Rama means to say. L'chadchila, it's better to just answer Kedusha, because when you're answering Kedusha, you're not saying the Kaddish. You're just saying Kaddish Kaddish with the rest of the cow. When you're done with the Chazan, somebody has it. Okay, so you do when you say the Kaddish with the Chazan. But Avada L'chadchila, that's what I'm saying. It's better to just say Kaddish. So that's the whole reason that you should not be done with the Chazan. So the Be'al Lacha says, L'fizeh, L'didan, din nahaginon b'lav l'kataz. Without, we go with the Taz anyway. L'kamon m'sim k'v chafei, which is Kuf Chaf Hei, later on we go with the Taz that says Lema Nekadesh Im Kain Su Loi Shayach LaHachmer B'Zeh. So the Halacha is saying, so therefore it's not Shayach LaHachmer. If we all answer Nekadesh, and that's what we're going to do anyway, so it makes no sense to not daven with the Chazan. The only reason why you're not daven with the Chazan is so you shouldn't say Nekadesh. That's how he's learning the Rama. So Bizman HaZeh, that since everybody, the Minig somehow came down that everybody says Nekadesh, so then really so that's what seems to come out. That comes out the halacha according to the Ramah and the Be'alacha and the Aruch Shulchan. That even though if you just take a look at the Mechaber and Ramah, it's very misleading. It can seem that l'chadchila you're supposed to answer Kedusha and then the Avon Shmona Esrei, not the Avon Chazan, but it's clear from Be'alacha and Mishabur and from later on that's how we answer Kedusha. That the father, if someone's late, he should, and he's not going to finish before Kedusha, he should daven with the Chazan, and that's what a person should do. So that's basically that basically finishes off our sugya of davening with the coming late to davening. Now there's another thing which this kind of leads into is that we know that there's a certain time in Shemona Esrei where you can also answer Kedusha. When you're allowed to answer Kedusha during Shemona Esrei? So normally, like we said from the Gemara, which we saw from the Gemara, from Taisus over there, it's just supposed to be quiet. If you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei and the Chazan gets the Kedusha, it's supposed to be quiet. And just Shemei Ka'ina. Shiloh, whatever Shemei Ka'ina, okay, but we're passing that you should be quiet and listen to the Chazan when he says Mekadesh, listen to the Kaw when to answer Kedusha, and then we're Yaitzeh. But there is a certain time of the evening where it's possible to answer, and that's in Simen Kuf Chav Beis. So Simen Kuf Chav Beis is talking about when we're finishing Shemona Esrei. So the Sif Aleph says, "In Balahafzik V'Lanis Kaddish Kedusha Ben Shemona Esrei L'Yiru Ratzon." We know that we say Yiru Ratzon at the end of the evening. When you finish the Berachas Amal Yisrael Shalom, you say L'Yiru Ratzon. By the way, you notice that when you notice that I think most of theirs it's in parentheses Yiru Ratzon.
The first one after
Rosh Hashanah is Yoratzim. Mm-hmm. So I always wondered, am I supposed to say it or not supposed to say it? Like, what's the usually parentheses, right? You skip parentheses usually, you know, like what's going on with the parentheses? Am I supposed to say or not supposed to say it? Anyway, so we'll see.
Because there's two.
Yeah, should you say one? If I say one, should I say the other one? I mean, am I saying both? I mean, do I only pay out one to Jews? Like, what's the point here? So anyway, so we're going to see it here. But anyway, he starts off interesting. He says, if somebody comes to me, which is really from a Tshuva Sarajba, you see on the side, this is really a Tshuva Sarajba, that if somebody wants to answer Kaddish to Kedusha, and he finishes the Mevarech Samayi Shalva Shalom. Really, Shemona Esrei finishes by Mevarech Samayi Shalva Shalom. So if somebody wants to finish, if somebody finishes, and he wants to answer Kaddish and Kedusha, because he knows how Chash of Kaddish and Kedusha is, so then, what should he do? He says, he should not stop. Ain't a Paisik. If he wants to do it before he gets to Yul Ratzon, before he's able to have a chance to say Yul Ratzon, he should not do it. She Yul Ratzon mechlal tefilahu. So Mechaber says that that Yul Ratzon is mamish, is part of the davening. Avavein Yul Ratzon l'shar tachanunim shafer domi. But between Yul Ratzon and the other tachanunim, that's fine. So the idea of what we're saying Yul Ratzon is Yul Ratzon refi, okay? And now we're saying tachanunim. So now we say tachanunim. We say whatever we want, you know. The whole kind of tzor is tachanunim. And really, you can add other things also if you want. So once you're ready in Tachanunim, then already you can answer Kedusha, you know, your Shemona Esrei is really over. Okay, and basically that's our minig. Our minig is that we always say Alekhine so which is Tachanunim. So therefore, since the minig that Shaila here with if a minig kavua to always say Tachanunim or not, our minig is that we always say Alekhine Tsar, right? And I think the Briskers don't say Alekhine Tsar in Shabbos. No? Oh, so anyway, so.
Can you have a Kaddish? Once you have your Kaddish, then you're behind.
When we say Kaddish, we're talking about Amin Eshmer.
You're referring to, right now you say Kaddish.
Yeah, Kaddish. Whenever we say Kaddish and Kaddish, we're talking about Amin Eshmer Rabo. And there's maybe another Amin Damiram, not the full Kaddish, right. No, just. I'm going to see here, he says that really on the same thing that you'd be able to answer in the middle of Kriyish, that's what you're allowed to answer over here. So, okay, you're not like completely out of it, but you are. You can still answer Amin Eshmer Rabba, and you can still answer Kedusha. So I just want to point out something here, which is very interesting. So there's a shalai that if somebody wants to add Tachanunim in the middle of davening, you ever notice that sometimes in the bottom of the sitter by different places. There's tachanunim to say. So what should we be saying it there? Should we be saying it later? What should we be saying? So if you take a look at Sifkan Ches, so it's going on Sif Beis. Sif Beis says, Ein nachan lemer tachanunim koidim yilaratzen. You should really not say tachanun before yilaratzen. Ela achar sim shmon esrei miyad yom yilaratzen. If he wants to say tachnunim afterwards, then that's fine. So that's the mechaber, and the mishabru says like this near the end over there. I don't think that's wrong. Sifkan Chas says v'toyv yoiser likboyat tefilos al kol ha'anyanim hatzrichim lai acher shesiyim kol Shemona Esrei. It's better to ask whatever you need after you finish the Shemona Esrei milikavan bebirka shemei tefilah. It's better to do it after the Ratzon than to do it by Shemei Tefillah. Kidei shekeshi yitzdarech l'anis kashi kedusha yuoch l'anis acha amirasa yuoch l'anis acha amirasa. Because then, we're afraid you're going to get so busy with your Tachanunim in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and then the Chaz is going to go up to Kedusha, you're not going to be answering Kedusha. We know the whole Shiloh was in Shemoneh, is Tefillah B'Tzibra more important than Kedusha? Of course the answering is better than Shemoneh. Yeah, how are you supposed to answer Shemoneh? So you're saying that's why it's always better, if you have a choice to say Tachanunim, what should you do? You should say it by Ilaratza. So you take a look, Achashokhan speaks this out, and you take a look at Sif Katan Beis, or Sif Beis, I'm sorry, Sif Beis in here. He says a little stark. He says, Veda, Dezeh Dabar Pashat Shalei, Tiyu Chazal Ahoysev Shmona Esrei El B'mikra. Chazal were only matter to Anish Shmona Esrei, only B'mikra. Kishetzorach Lezeh, Aval Ahoysev Tefilo Kavua Temidiyes B'shmona Esrei, Hu Ha'aza Yeseira V'chutzpah Klapei Anshin Nesek Deila. Who are you adding to the Anshin Nesek Deila's Tefila? Anshin Nesek Deila had Ruch HaKadosh. They wrote these. You look in Nefesh HaChaim. He says every single word there is with Ruach HaKodesh. So he says you're going to come and add your own tefillahs there. Val ze yoyde kol tamad chacham v'chol asher yiras Hashem bekirvoi uvechein yesh litzayk al hamatfisim shehaisifu besidurim b'shmak haylein u'tefillah kavua ad Hashem chatasi. I guess the sidurim didn't look at this Ruach HaKodesh before they added that in over there. They add in this tefillah kavua over there. Amar Hashem Chatasi, Atu who wasn't before. Right, those are the two paragraphs over there. I was wondering, like, oh, I want parnasa. Can I have an extra thing of parnasa there? Should I say Nishmei tefillah? It says V'rabim. Listen to this. Look at this lashon. V'rabim me'ame ha'aretz ayrim zeh tamid b'chol tefillah Shemana Esrei v'libi oli davi al ma'isa zeh. V'shamati shekvar hirsh zeh echem gdei l'ador b'dor shlofaneinu. I already saw the door before us. Eloh, listen to this. Shabbat v'neseinu harabim imser alma b'yoda d'tapshoi. The world is given over already to the Egyptian. V'amatfisim oisim yitzonu. They do whatever they want. They put in the tzitzit whatever they want. V'ein yodeinu limchais. V'zeh shevi mi'azoyar sh'teiv lisha ha'mazaynois of tamid afilu osher alisvadis al-chatov. This we say that a person should always be asking for mazaynois. Zeh v'adekeinu. That's true. Yeah, you should always be asking for parnasa. Avaloi lasis nusla kavu b'sleif tefil z'anshak nesak leila. Don't stick in your 2 cents in between the matching and the sagadayla. The mirtz yachaloi mersanachat tefillah v'achil ratzin miim chliyode. Go ahead, daven all you want for your parnasa and whatever you want after yilu ratzin. Ukfar amar abu gemar. We already said the gemar. The achat tefillah yachaloi mafilu kaseir yom kippur. You want to answer? You want to say yom kippur? You can do that every single day. You want to say yom kippur? No problem. After yilu ratzin, say whatever you want. But it doesn't leave anything for thought here. Is about what he feels about, you know, okay, maybe a guy did a terrible chet that day and he feels like he mamish okay, so it's the mikra, so he wants to add in Hashem Chatasi, okay, maybe the Hashem will be okay with you. But to say it every day in the evening, you know, I can make it my own when I was younger. I used to say it all the time, Hashem Chatasi, whatever, I would just say it because I thought, hey, why not? I'll add some more tefillahs. I never know anything. So, I got all sounded funny to me. Once I started, you know, learning a little more, it sounded funny to me, like just adding things into that name. So sometimes I would say later, whatever. But like, I mean, I was a victim. And I would say this. There's a time in life. I would say it. I almost come out every tefillah. Okay. So if you take a look at the next thing, the next page, which is Noruch HaShulchan and Siv Gimel. So he says, V'achakav kosev. He's talking about the, I think it was the Ramon, the Mechaber. The Mechaber. U'miyaragu loymer tachnunim achar tefilosa. Somebody who always says tachnunim after tefilah. Im hiskul hashatz asar tefilosa. So the Sheikh Sibra is already starting to chazar shatz. V'gila kadosh ha-gedusha. And he reaches kadosh ha-gedusha. Mekatzer v'ayla. He should be mekatzer his tachnunim. And v'ayla. Which the halacha is that if let's say you're in the middle of a kainitzar. Or if you're in the middle of your tachnunim. And you know the chazan started. But you have a whole list of tachanun you want to get through. But you know, if I go through that whole list, I'm not going to finish my whole Shemar Esrei, but by the time the Chazan gets up to Kedusha. So what Alcha is, what you should do is, you should be Mekatzer. Mekatzer tachanunim, back up 3 steps, finish your Shemar Esrei, and then when the Chazan gets to Kedusha, you're able to walk back and answer like you finished davening. That's Alcha. So he says, Vim loy kitzer, let's say the guy was not Mekatzer, for whatever reason. Yochel ahafsi keder shemachsik v'bircha shal kriyashma afilu b'am sedan. Halacha is you can answer like you're in the middle of kriyashma, like we said before, which is certain amens and kedush you can answer. Bir dvar v'keinu. Devadai mitzvah v'chayva loymi yulratzim tekif achram avarich zamay sabashalom. Avada, it's a mitzvah and a chiyuv to say yulratzim right away after avarich zamay sabashalom.
Who's he quoting here, Mechaber?
He's going to Mechaber, yeah. Siv Halev. In Kuf Chav Beis. So he says, Avada, what's the beer dvarim? What's he saying? Did the guy say yulratzim? Did he not say? No. Avada, it's a mitzvah and a chiyuv to say yulratzim right away after avarich zamay sabashalom. Shari chazal tiknu loymer mekayim shem svasai. The Chazal or Misakin first to say Hashem Svasai, Ubesayif Yulratzin, and after davening you should say Yulratzin. Ukeshem Sha Aser LaHafzik Bein Hashem Svasai LaBracha Rishayna, Kemaykein Aser LaHafzik Bein Bracha Chayna Bein Yulratzin. The same way you're not being masik when you're between Hashem Svasai and the first bracha. So too when you finish davening, you say Mavarach Samei Shabbat Shalom. You shouldn't say anything else. The next thing you should say is Yulratzin. Ubeemes Kein Tzarach Linig. That's how you should be. That's the minig that you should do. You should say the lesson right away. V'chein ne'agim kol ha'tamid ha'chachamim. You want to be included with ha'tamid ha'chachamim? That's what you should do. Tamid ha'chachamim, that's what they say. They say the lesson right away. U'misha writes a leimer, ha'if pa'am yilratzen achar tachanunim yachal leimer. You want to say the lesson also. After all your tachanunim, no problem. You can say that also. V'chein yesh ne'agim kain. Some people are mad. The name is like that.
Oh,
chazar shashas,
there's
also yilratzen
that you should that the same.
Chazar Shas,
after you finish, do you say
the Yudasik
for Kaddish?
I know
it's there. I mean,
what are you talking about? When you're with the Chazan?
Yeah.
No, so when you're with the Chazan, they're actually different. The Chazan, you actually shouldn't say the Rotsan. It's a Shaila. It's a Shaila when you say the Rotsan. It's Machlekes. Some say because you're saying Teskabel anyway. Since you're saying Teskabel, so it's the same thing as the Rotsan, so you're saying Kaddish anyway, saying Teskabel. But Lamaisa, Mishabur brings two Shitas. Yeah, here it is. If you take a look, it's a Kufchav Gimel, Sivkan Chafalaf. He says, he brings from the Ramah. The Ramah says that when you're davening, when you're the Shliach Tzibur, the Ramah says, "Aval eina aimer b'soif atil yiratzen." You should not say yiratzen. Mishabura says, because why? Because he's saimach on teskabel tzloisen. When you say teskabel, shem b'soif, and then Ramah, what he says, b'shla kasev loy mi yiratzen. But then he brings the shla that says you do say yiratzen, and the guy also says, and the guy also says that the divrei shla is ikar, that you should say yiratzen. So. It seems like you could say it, no problem. Anyway, so just take a look at one more lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan, which I've gotten in Sifhei, which I circled. He says there at the end, he brings the Ramah, but then he says, "I'm the Mervein Ramah. Al Hada Einu Masik L'Kash L'Kedush Bein Shmonesik L'Ratzen. Kas V'Azev Azil Hashoyin. V'Daaf K'makam Shnoigim Loimik L'Ratzen Miyad Achar Tfila. Avam Makam Shnoigim Loimik Tachanunim Koyim L'Ratzen Masik Gam Kedusha Kedusha." He's saying that people that are if people have a minute to say Tachanunim before L'Ratzen, so then you can be Masik even if you did not say L'Ratzen. Okay, elu, but arminig naigim lahasik b'lakayin etzar kaim l'ratzen, and arminig is to say l'kayin etzar before you l'ratzen. L'chem apsikin gam hakash kedusha baruch hu. So the Ramah says that the minig, okay, the Ramah's bringing the minig that says that you should say l'kayin etzar before you l'ratzen. But listen to this Aruch HaShulchan. V'inei kama me'ag daylam tzakulov kekruchio. Many daylam are shry in the Ramah. Eich efshe shaloi b'yil l'ratzen mi'ad achar shemen esrei. How is it possible to not say l'ratzen? I just, like I said in Tziv Gimel. After you finish my essay, you gotta say Latzin right away. How can you go say all your extra tachanunim? So, Aruch Shulchan is pretty clear that he holds that Avada you should say Yilratzin right away after Mavarach Samayi Shabbat Shalom. And just to show you that their Mishabura also holds like that. He says in Sivkan Gimel, he says, Toiv loymer yu l'ratzen kardim tachanunim v'acharein. So Mishabur also says, it's best to say yu l'ratzen before tachanunim and after tachanunim. So what's coming out? It's coming out that you should just erase those parentheses. And after we say, Mavarach Samayi Shabbat Shalom, say yu l'ratzen.
So really, the second one should be in parentheses. Because he doesn't really care so much for the second one.
Yeah, the second one
he says, yachal loymer, if you want the second one. Yeah. It doesn't really sound like this is very important then.
Right, 100%. But I mean, but according to the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan is clear. Important to him. The first one is absolutely important to him. And
going back to his point about the davening for Ahmed, about saying Yilratzen, right? We don't always say Teskabel, right?
It's true, but eventually, the Chazan will say Teskabel. He will say Teskabel eventually. I'm not sure.
I think
it's only a mincha.
It goes into Chatzik Kaddish, no?
After Yom Tov.
On Yom Tov, you go straight into Hal, right?
Right, and then after Hal, you say full Kaddish.
You say full Kaddish?
Yeah, Kaddish Shalom.
Okay.
I mean, Chanukah.
All the time, Chanukah.
Chanukah, you say Chatzi Kaddish, and then there's no Musaf. So, but you are saying before Aleinu. Yeah, okay, but yes, I mean, it wasn't clear whether he's. I mean, if it's for like. And it doesn't seem that you have to say like right away afterwards. Anyway, fine. So, but that's how it seems we're coming out here. That really the best thing is to say the Rotson right away after Baruch Shemayis Habashalom. There's no, you know, sometimes the the Arshpa, whatever, they'll bring a little lashon from like the Mechaber, the Ramah, the Shabru, say like what you should be doing, and they don't say anything about it. They just have in parentheses. So it's interesting because Mishabru and the Aruch Shulchan are clear about it. Could be there's others, and. Okay, yeah, could be you can learn from the Ramah. Maybe the Ramah says it. Okay, Lamaisa, so the minig is not to say those until the end, but I mean, Mishru says you should, and Ochshotan doesn't mince words about it. Okay, fine.